Merry Christmas. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man is coming who shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and as a covert from the tempest. He shall be as rivers of water in a dry place, and as the shadow of a great rock in a hot and weary land. O land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, you by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee HaGoyim, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people that sat in darkness have seen great light. And to them that sat in the region in shadow of death, light is sprung up. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Pele Yoetz, Wonderful Counselor, El Gibur, Mighty God, Aviat, Everlasting Father, Sar Shalom, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which you saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken, and said, I have nourished and brought forth children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. Why should you be stricken any more? Will you revolt more and more? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with healing ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers, devour it in your presence, and it is desolate, is overthrown by strangers. And Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the daughter of Zion, she is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom. We should have been like Gomorrah. Well then, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye peoples of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of lambs or of bullocks or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hands to tread my courts? Bring me no more vain oblations, vain offerings. Your incense is an abomination unto me, the new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies. I cannot! Away with it! Away with it! Even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feast my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands to me in prayer, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well. seek right judgment, relieve the oppressed, plead for the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one of them had six wings. With two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, Milo Kol Haaretz Kvodo, which is to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory, and the posts of the door moved at the voice of him who cried, and the house of God was filled with smoke. And then said I, Woe is me, I am undone, I am in trouble, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live in the midst of a people of unclean lips, and yet mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then flew one of these seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off of the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged, removed. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go, and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and convert and be healed. And then said I, But Lord, how long? How long for this? And he said, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate, and the Lord have removed men far away from here, and there be a great forsaking, a great departure in the midst of this land. And yet in it shall be a tenth, a remnant, And it shall return and be for food, as with a teal tree, and as with an oak tree, whose sap is within it when it casts forth its leaves. So shall this holy seed, this holy remnant, be the substance thereof. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. There shall come forth a sprout from the cut down stump of Jesse, King David's father. A branch shall grow from his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon this branch, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the mere sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the mere hearing of his ears, but rather with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity, with equality, with fairness for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, and righteousness shall be his belt, the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness shall be his reign. Bayom hahu, and in that day, and in that day the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the den of the cockatrice, the snake. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall stand as an ensign for the people, as a signal and as a sign to the people, and to him shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And the Lord shall destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river Euphrates, and smite it in its seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people who shall be left from Assyria, just as it was with Israel when Israel came up out of the land of Egypt. Bayom hahu, and in that day, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortedst me. Behold, God is my Yeshua, my salvation. I shall trust and not be afraid, because the Lord Elohim Adonai, he is my strength, he is my song, and has also become my salvation. And therefore with joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great, great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Comfort ye, my people, sayest your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sin. I heard the voice of one crying in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places made plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry, cry, but I said, what shall I cry? Cry this, all flesh is as grass, and all its goodliness is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up your voice with strength, lift it up. Be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those who are with young. Who hath measured the waters of the earth in the hollow of his hand, or measured out heaven with a handspan, or collected all the dust of the earth in a measure, or weighed the mountains in his scales and the hills in his balances? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in the bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balances. Behold, he taketh up the islands as if some very little thing. And all Lebanon is not sufficient for him to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations are before him as nothing, and are counted to him as less than nothing in vanity. To whom then will you liken God? What likeness, what image shall you compare unto him? The workman melts a graven image, and the goldsmith spreads it over with gold, and casts upon it silver chains. And he that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation, he has no offering, what does he do? He seeks a tree for an idol that will not rot, and seeks unto him some cunning workman to prepare a graven image which cannot be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hast it not been showed thee from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth that it is he who sits upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain? He spreads them out as a tent for him to dwell in. Who brings the princes to nothing, he maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, they shall not be sown, their stock, their seed, their children shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken God? Or shall I be equal to, sayest the Holy One? Lift up your eyes, and behold who hath created these things, the stars, the planets, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. How sayest then, O Jacob, why do you speak so, O Israel, and say, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Neither is he weary. There is no end. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the saints, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift himself up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking wick he will not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has set forth judgment in the earth, and the islands shall wait for his law. Thus saith the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretcheth them out, he that spreadeth forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath to the people upon it and spirit to them that dwell therein. He has said to him, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and will give thee for a covenant for the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and to them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise unto the ends of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the islands and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitant of the rock sing, let him shout from the top of the mountains, let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. Behold, my servant shall be exalted and extolled and shall be very high. As many as were astonished at thee, his visage, his face was so marred more than any man's, and his form, his body, marred more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Ah, but who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and yet we did esteem him to be stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, by the lashes of the whip, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and yet he opened not his mouth. He is led as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was led from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked man, and with a rich man in his death, though he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. And yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify the many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? Why do you labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me and eat that which is good, and let your souls delight themselves in fatness. Incline thine ear and come unto me. Hear me, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, as leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knewest not, And nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will be merciful unto him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than thy ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so also shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Arise, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, O Jerusalem. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see all they gather. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these who fly as clouds and as doves to their windows? Surely the islands shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish, first to bring their sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto me. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy upon thee. And therefore thy gates shall be opened continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the wealth, the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breasts of kings, that men may know that I, the Lord thy God, am thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thine officers peace, and thine exactors, thy tax gatherers, I will make them righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be to thee an everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever and be called the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I might be glorified. A little one shall become as a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Thus saith the Lord's anointed. Thus saith the Lord's anointed, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort those who mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in the land they shall receive the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love right judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the people. All they that see them shall acknowledge them, that these are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as the bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hands of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hands of our God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, which means the Lord delights in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, who shall never hold their peace. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest until he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely will I no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of strangers shall no more drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the ends of the world, say ye unto Jerusalem, the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. O land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, you by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the nations, the people that sat in darkness have seen great light. And to them that sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen.